Ouais, c'est quoi que l'ange va être pour because everyone was there, she was there, and things they were to complete before they come to this meeting. I'd like to welcome everyone present. And this meeting will depend on how long you keep us here. And in terms of you people, we should add the draft minutes of the 5th of November, the draft minutes of the 18th of February, the Umalusi sterilization meeting, the official NSC results release, oversight to the Eastern Cape, the infrastructure workshop, and oversight on farm visits in the Free State, and the committee legacy report. Those are the reports you are supposed to have in front of you. So let us just start with the meeting. Llewellyn, are there any apologies?
Thank you, Chair. Apologies from Honourable Madisha. Honourable Lovemore has indicated that she's going to be a few minutes late, as well as Honourable Pochali, who are making way here as we speak.
Thanks so much for that. So let us start with our meeting, please. Let's look at what we're going to do today will just be the portion of our reports and our minutes. And I hope everyone went through it, and I'm not the only one that read through it. So I hope each and everyone read, so that we don't keep each other too long here. And Honorable Makubele is smiling at me, so I know what he do. We recorded something, we didn't catch on anything. So let's start with the minutes of the 5th of November. And when it comes to the minutes of the 5th of November, it was just a briefing by the South African Institute for Dark Fears Free Sports on doping in school sports, a briefing by the Department of Basic Education on the role of DBE in delivering the curriculum physical education, and the adoption of draft minutes and draft reports we did that meeting. When it comes to this minute, what we should something that should be done in the future, we are supposed to have a meeting again with sports or sports and recreation and also with SAD. But that meeting couldn't take place, not because on a Tuesday they were having Parliament. SAD said they didn't meet the department. So I think Llewellyn has just taken note of it, because that will be an outstanding meeting, because the decision was that I should meet the department. Let's look at page 1. On page 1 is just the attendance register. Yes, because I changed, yes. The Honourable Decorbus may have to come out. The apologies from the chair and the secretary, because when I looked through this minute, I remember that he was present. And I asked the secretary just to change it. He did change it, but he didn't take the name from apologies out under apologies. Let's look at page 2. There we only have Llewellyn. How does sports, arts and culture have this minutes, do you? Same minutes, yeah, of course, they have to pass it. It's our opening remarks. Then we had a list by the Minister of Basic Education, a briefing by the Institute for Drug and Sports. Is this in order, this page? Let's look at page 3. There's recommendations of the committee. And then in the second bullet point, we speak about the follow-up joint meeting that has to be called. between the two departments and said. And I think, I'm not sure, but when I read it, I felt that these recommendations, well, may be taken into consideration for the new term chairperson. Is page 3 in order? Let's look at page 4, the game committee observations. That will have to be taken into consideration too, because we speak about physical education there. No things that the department should do. The other one is what state should do, the other is what the department should do. Is that in order, that page 4? Good. And then page 5, is it in order? Who moved these minutes? Who's moving these minutes? Thanks a lot to have Honorable Tokoro and Honorable Mashishi. And by the way, since I looked at Honorable Mashishi's birthday today, so I hope that she's going to have a lovely day. And I told her that tomorrow night we're going to celebrate the party. Yes. Gina, do you really want us to start today? And how are we going to look tomorrow when it comes to our party? And when it goes to the whole craft of the whole parliament? Not cake, our champagne. Thanks a lot. The 1 minute is fast, it went very quick. The next one will be it's the 18th of February, the second minute. And it's on a meeting by the Department of Basic Education. And the Council for Quality Assurance in general and further education and training, that's in Malusi, on the national certificate. Then we had a briefing from the department on the ANA and a briefing of the department on the second quarterly report. Jackie, if you were present there, Honourable Makubela, can you remember if you were present in this meeting? Alright. Let's close the first page, let's look at the second page. There we have the opening and welcoming addressed by the minister. And it's the first address again by the Director General. Are you satisfied with page 2? Satisfied with page 2? Alright. And then these things here from the Sabanda, it's taken from the report itself just like that. Page 3. Is that in order? Because it was taken from the Umarusi report. Is that in order, people? Alright, thank you. Then when it comes to the report on the senior certificate and the annual national assessment, it was taken just like that from the report. We didn't make changes. Then the national senior certificate, the next page 5 was taken just like that from the report. You know, just to refresh to this report. And then when it comes to page 6, those are questions and responses. It was actually the questions, all the questions that were asked. Just go through it to see if there's no mistakes. Is page 6 in order? Next, page 7. These were the responses given. And then what has to be taken into consideration will be, for the new term, will be the second quarterly report which I believe the third quarterly is ready. Strategies to improve mathematics and science, and the impact on of the sonar on the strategic plan of basic education. One more 3 minutes. Yes, we did, thank you. Is it okay? Let's put Lorena. Just after science exhibit, then you say that, just after and hand, say the committee, the work on behalf of the committee. Thanks. Professor Marco Stella for the very good for the good work you are doing. Yes, she do it. Because Lucy's term is over in June month. And this will be the law that will be seen, but the new committee will see until June. Who's going to who adopts things on Bodina and we can see friends that they use on this meeting as well. Right. Yes, ma'am? Don't take us back, please. What about that? Wait a minute, I'll tell something.
Well, I'm looking there
no, wasn't it before? Just check. I don't think it's at 12. Look in your minutes. As it was before the 12. Or was it 12? Alan, we'll check if there's a 12, okay? Just make a note of it. Yes, on the delivery of textbooks here. Alright. Now we'll check on that one. Just make a note on that side. Because I was the one to raise. It could have been in October that we looked at it. October, November. Yes, correct. Let's look at the Uma Lucy report. It's just a 2-pager. Is that a delegation correct? That was the... page... The first page, is that in order? The first page, is that in order? I beg your pardon? That's over, Lucy. That's just standardization as one page. Honorable Smiles, why do you remind people that there's a minute missing? Why do you? Because we gave you a chance to say. Oh, because I know it could have been the end of October, but we will check. Don't worry, we'll check. Look at page 1. Is it in order? Yes. Don't address me on something that's out of order at the moment. Alright, now Mr. Smiles, I want you to bring up that issue now. Because I said that issue will have to go with what they still further when we come to certain reports that that issue could be flagged or something. Not at this moment, please. We are busy with this minute. I know what you have in mind. Let's look at Malusi. No, Mr. Smiles, I'm not giving you the floor. No, you can't come with me without point of order. I really said I'm not going to allow you to speak to that. No, Mr. Smiles, no, there's no point for you now. I said we're going to look into that minute. Because you want to bring up something that Mr. Honorable Corbell mentioned on Sunday. And, what was in the city press, etc. Mr. Smiles, please. Please, We're going to sort out that at the end. Look for your point and come in as go along. Yes. You don't speak on what we talk about now, because Llewellyn just reminded me that last meeting was the 29th of October. We had printing and procurement in that meeting and publishing. I think the reason why I couldn't remember is because I think I asked my wife to chair that meeting because I went to another meeting. That I said it could be the end of October. Let's continue, because I'm sure people will find ways where there are certain things they would like to speak to as we go into our report. Page 1 of Kumalusi. Is it in order? Page 2 of Kumalusi, is it in order? And only those people that were present at the standardization may speak. I don't want no other person to speak on that one. Can we pause this minute? Who moves? Thanks, Honourable Kogo. Who seconds? Thanks, Honourable Mugurese. Let me just put this away. Let's look at our next minute. I don't think it's a minute. This will be, oh, this is the report. Senior certificate report. Look at page 1, please. And see whether your names are there, the people that were present. Who has power committee that went, Llewellyn? Good morning. Look at page 1. Is page 1 important? Let's look at page 2. Is it in order? Page 3. Is that in order? If we just look it over here. Yeah. Page 4. Is that in order? Page 5. Is that in order? I'll give a mover for this minute. For this report, thanks, Honourable Dina. Seconded. Who was present there? I'm looking at the name. Thanks, Honourable Member. If we go to the next report, I'd like to welcome you back, Honourable Lavmo. Honourable Lavmo's husband, do we watch the Bible? I'll be swear. Thank you. That comes from the whole of the committee. Thanks, Honourable Admiral. Let's look at the oversight visit to the Eastern Cape. We'll take a bit slow. We'll make it slow. Look at page 1. On page 1 is just the executive summary. And then what were the key findings when we were in the Eastern Cape. Can I see if there's anything that you would like to change? Because I went through the report. And what I asked to have changed was changed on the first page. I don't see that mistake. Can we go on to page 2? May we go on to page 2? Thank you. Let's look at page 2. Yes, Honourable Smart. Oh, sorry. Register page 2. I am not going to say anything to Mr. Smile, because you know how the selection has been done. Thank you. Page 3, our delegation. I think we can move on page 3. Let's look at page 4. We still have everyone that was the delegation that was part of this Satan. Then we start there with the overview that we received from the district manager of Kungu and Staff State. Then we have the address by the MEC. Let's look at page 6. It's still not addressed here, because most of these things here was taken from the reports that the district manager has done. Page 6 was taken from the report too, just like that. Page 9 was taken from the report given by the district manager of Spearstrike. Page 10, now we start with visits to schools. The group that went to John Greenway, is that in order? And those Choro, page 11. Just tell me from the past, eh? Page 12, the report was written very well, eh? I like the way this report is written, and I told them. Page 13, if we could pause, just say. What I noticed when it comes to this report, and what I liked, is that this one group, and on Bosnia picked up the IQMS throughout. And I like that. I think it was a group that Arvo Lagmo was into. Page 13. Page 14. But the reports are written the same for all groups. Yes? All right. Now it's the Eastern Bank. Alright, it's going to give it to you. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Because after each school, we do have our portfolio recommendations written there. That was so nicely put out. Page 26, page 27, page 28, page 29, page 30, The meeting was organized live. That was a very interesting meeting. Because remember, one group met with the high school, and then the other group met with organized labor, and everything, all the unions were saying the same thing, and I appreciate it, Honorable De Corbo, in that meeting. You know, when it came to different laws. And those were the problems organized labor brought in. And that was quite a lot. If you look at organized labor that was there, that was Shatu, Naptoza, the Afrikaans Universiteit, CEU, Professional Educators Union, and then a HAU was there too. And they said they were speaking on behalf of special schools, the teachers, actually the staff at special schools. So we have something on special schools there too, in our union that represented us. Then we speak to our report at sessions that we had. And then the minister is looking at overall recommendations, because I think that is going to be important. We said to the Minister of Basic Education should ensure that. Let's look at point one. There we say the Eastern Cape Department of Education deal with issues of vacancies, including gateway subjects as a matter of urgency. A report on timelines for filling of posts should be submitted to Parliament within 2 weeks of adoption of this report. How do you feel about that very first recommendation? Should there be any changes? Is it put down correctly? Could we ask the National Department to ensure that the Eastern Cape Department of Education deal with these issues? Is in order? Because these were things we could have. Then, the other to deal with, to attract and retain suitably qualified educators to deep rural areas. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should scale up the rollout of the rural incentive allowance for educators in the province. The implementation of this incentive should be closely monitored to ensure that it has the desired effect. That one in order. 8.3, districts should ascertain that all schools have necessary learn and teacher support material, and where there are shortages, that they are delivered promptly. Because remember, there was an oversupply, and some had an undersupply. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should find a more amicable solution to the challenge posed by the termination of temporary teachers. There is also need to pass back processes to deal with absorption of teachers in order to facilitate the employment of new educators. Is that in order? Because remember, the bursaries too were not placed yet. Given that transport is one of the keys to access, it is critical that the Eastern Cape Department of Education, together with the Department of Transport, make transport available to all qualifying learners to ensure that they are able to travel to and from schools. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should ensure that the implementation of the adjustment and rationalization of schools is conducted circumspectly to ensure that learners benefit from the process. Remember, there were problems with that process. Then the Eastern Cape Department of Education should urgently assist schools with furniture and infrastructure needs. Did you have furniture in your schools? And then it was infrastructure. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should give urgent attention to the proper management and administration of the lease policy. We picked it up a lot with the other group that there were problems, but we also, I think, had 2 or 3 schools who were problems with leaf policy. Then the district and circuit should intensify and support the schools, ensuring that they effectively utilize their annual results for the intended purpose as a diagnostic tool to improve learner performance at was in both groups at two. The provincial education department should progressively address the challenges facing individual districts and schools as identified in this report. In this regard, a report that should be submitted to Parliament within 2 months in order to ascertain progress made. Is that in order? Then we have to have the appreciation then. Yes, Honourable Lazarus. Just put on our switch off here.
Our microphone's not coming out. Both of Chairperson, there were two issues that that I felt that were definitely raised, and they're not captured. The one had to do with a real shortage of maths and science teachers, and we, as far as I can remember, proposed that the placement of maths and science teachers be delinked from the placement of the excess teachers, because none of those excess teachers are maths and science teachers. So we de-link the maths and science teachers from the placement of excess teachers and deal with them totally separately. You can place them for the shankers or wherever, but we need to put maths and science teachers, and as I say, that must be de-linked. The other one was to do with the turnaround strategy, Chair. The turnaround strategy, bar the lady that was so insulted by the provincial, one of the provincial officials, every other principal, she was the only one who had a decent turnaround strategy in place. Every other principal said we're doing extra lessons. But they're in fact covering the curriculum during extra lessons, which the learner can't attend because there isn't any transport. So that is absolutely critical. And I believe that that must be addressed in the recommendations, both of those things, Chair.
Honourable Lightmore, the other members, how do you feel? Because I think those were 2 points that were brought up. Honourable Lightmore, could you perhaps just word it a bit? That we can give it, you know, just the word quickly. I think those are two important points, Honourable Makuvela. Oh, well, you're a bit late. You said you were, oh yes, okay, you said you will be a bit late. You are caught in traffic. And after this, now you can speak. You know, I'm allowing you now to speak. But you are out of order just now. Let's look, but you are out of order, looking at Arnold Dean at one start speaking. And then you agree to all meeting. So you were the referee now? Between the two of them? Was you going to tell him in purple? Alright. Thanks a lot for that. Let's look at, I think the next report is supposed to be the outside, the infrastructure report. Let's look at the infrastructure report. The one that was placed in August in Pretoria. What is, if you look at your, look at, let's look at page one. On page one we have the introduction and background to this report, then the objectives of the workshop. Then on page two we have composition of the delegation. Is that in order? The composition of the delegation? Yes. If you look at your report on page two, when it comes to the composition of the delegation, it is not in your report or have you got it? Fine. Now the composition of the delegation there, because I have it here, I just gave it to you. It was comprised of Honorable M. Gina, that led the delegation. And just put, just close your bracket there, the Honorable Simoni, the Honorable Makubela, the Honorable Mashishi, the Honorable Maluleka, Honorable Dagmo, Honorable Smiles, Honorable Dakobo, Honorable Mponshana. In a parliamentary report, staff was Mr. Bundy, Mr. Noble, Rento, and then is Cynthia Ntabeni. What I'm looking for here, where's the department's delegation? It has here to we don't have the department's delegation yet. So I think Llewellyn has to just add it by me. Because there's no departmental delegation. Do we make a note of it? Let's look at page two. Have you got the report? Have everyone got the report always until people are ready? Cindy, there are more people that don't have the report here. Not that is mine, put it there the other side. Yes. The infrastructure report for on Bonchana. I'll just hold on a bit. Let's stop because I would like Uncle Gina to have a report in front of her because she led the delegation here. So what is missing on page 2 will be seeing that your reports don't have it in is the delegation from Parliament and then those from the department that was present. And I think, I'm not sure, Mr. Dr. Bolwai, were you not present? Yes, in Pretoria.
No.
Huh?
I wouldn't
say it, but... You were put out.
Huh?
Oh, from something else. Alright. Let's look at page 2 is in order. I wanted you to sort out this here, because I couldn't do it on my computer. Look at page 3. There you have key developments noted in the drafting of the minimum norms and standards to date, including the following. Yes?
I know that your is slightly different from ours. Then the heading is just as dated. Can we use the reminder of the date?
What? The first page.
No, the heading.
Oh, the only time that they put on the date. That would be the date we adopted. But where is the date that the delegation was in Pretoria? Yes, look here, on what the call for? You understand now, eh? Because I do see the date when people were there. Page 2, that's just a reminder, because those things are important. Of course, this gets on their website. Page 3. Page 4. We have the drafting of norms and standards, and we have school infrastructure development and challenges and responses of the department in the school infrastructure. And their department speaks to the norms and standards. Then they went to their challenges, which included that list there. Then, what our department addresses, the response of the department, that is there. Then let's go to page 6, the provincial schools. How to say provincial school board program? The building program, then. Then we have the infrastructure backlogs. Then page 7, we have the accelerated school infrastructure development initiative, that's the CD program. The progress thus far. Then the provision of mobile classrooms to address school readiness for 2014. Sure, I must worry about that. Then we have the provincial progress reports and plans to ensure school basic functionality levels. And then we have a presentation here by the Free State Education Department. And their challenges identified. Then the education of infrastructure pipeline backlogs. Then we have a presentation by the KwaZulu-Natal Department related to the infrastructure development. Then we have the presentation by, on page 10, by Limpopo. Then the challenges they face on page 11. Then international interventions to improve service to the risk and the DVD. Then have a presentation by Mpumalanga. They speak to the infrastructure development. And then they speak to the expenditures. Then they speak to their challenges. Then we have Western Cape. And Western Cape speaks to their budget of how they're using it. They speak to their challenges. That's right. Then they speak to the presentation of Northern Cape Department, it seems as though all our promises were here. And they speak to the infrastructure development. Then you have the presentation of the Eastern Cape. They speak into the challenges, their budgetary constraints, the planning data, system problems, and then how they are addressing the challenges. Just look through all of it. And then now we come to the committee observation. Project 7.1. The committee noted that despite improvements made, just redo your first observation. Is that the order? I just want to go and just to read the first observation because we have to go to the... Let's look at your second observation, only three lines.
Yes, a CD.
Yes, I hear the PA. Huh? You see the way Mr. Gajra is coming? Not for it. No, that never will have to be included into the support, ne? Yeah. Yes, I'm with me.
But I'll check also, I hope we can get somewhere from the record. The delegations at the Democratic Department will be included.
Yes,
but then you have a presentation by Kwasi Natal.
Correct.
Maybe there must be the question, so and so presented, made the presentation.
Yes.
So it's missing here, in, with all the problems.
Yes, correct.
In case it was presented.
Now that will be in order, ne? And then the PICC will have to be included. Is there anything more that you want under observation? Yes, Honorable Amo. But what I want you to do this, because that is, you're speaking in 6.4 to it, but what we need is the observations within the observation column the other bank. So that for that, we need to have a recommendation. So on the level where you work an observation to put in, they're going to make it 7.13. And then there might be a recommendation that goes with it to the fifth corner. Is there any more observations that members would like to add? Yes? What's the what? Where is it? Page 14. Anything else further? We got 7.1, please, that you're going to add on the last motion working on it. Let's look at the recommendations. Here we have for total commitment basic education, having conducted a two-day workshop with the Department of Basic Education and the Provincial Education Department, and consider the issues that were highlighted, makes the following recommendations. The Minister of Basic Education should ensure that the Department of Basic Education consider collaborating with further education and training colleges for the manufacture of school furniture. This model worked well for the Mpumalanga Provincial Department of Education. Is that sound correct? Number two, the Department of Basic Education, together with provincial education departments, should consider establishing units dedicated to rural education and farm schools similar to those in the Free State to assist in infrastructure development. Is that in order? Then we look at provinces that comprise, is that word correct? Provinces that comprise vast rural areas should consider building hostels as these may result in transport-related savings. That comprise vast rural areas. Provincial Education Department should perform an audit of total number of employees to establish whether the funds allocated to the compensation of employees were justified. Then the next one, the Provincial Education Department such as Limpopo, Eastern Cape and Northern Cape should consider fast-tracking the updating of the infrastructure data since what was currently available appeared to be inaccurate. Then provinces that still had much schools should consider making use of mobile classrooms in the event that their education of much schools is not possible. Then provincial education departments should include sporting and recreation facilities when prioritizing infrastructure development. Then to fast-track infrastructure development, provincial education departments should receive allocations from the provincial equal share in addition to the funds from the education infrastructure conditional grant. That is according to. There's just something else. The observation that you were supposed to make was what the annual. The one that loved most of you. Yes. So we all need to put in that one. The one that Lavmo's work on for Lavmo, and then we're going to do the recommendation too. It's just like one take my six, because I can't see with this one. So yeah, I can't do it with the one. Anything else? Anything else, Ms. Antofina?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the mutual issues, but on top of the point, where is the promises that comprise of vast areas of considering the pastures, and they may, this may lead to some sort of leadership.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Can you talk, can you be opportunistic in that point, because for us as a committee, or as a community, this hostel is not only for shame on transport. I think, from our experience, even security issues, there's so much that you can talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Because I look at the support, I can't believe about darkness and all that. because I remember there were problems with accommodation. So I welcome and I
think. Well, I was asking that we also are missing delegations from the organization.
Yes, that has been in it. It just looked my mind. Then we have allow the visits to the farm school. Page 9, as an individual farm school. Page 10, individual farm school. Page 11, individual farm school. I'll stop there. And just wait on the members to get there. Let's look at page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. What I want people to look at, because I think I was a bit confused when I read this report. I was a bit confused, just a couple of things. No, it is correct. Because I was not sure if the finishing thing in the precinct or the party. Was it the report where I was confused about present and past? I'll draw another one. Oh, they changed it. Thank you. Page 16, page 17, was I think the things are correct here. Page 18, page 19,
Department of Basic Education
together with the Free State Education Department, should find lasting solutions in the challenges of learners being unattended, two in one teacher school, as I like to think very well. Then the Western Cape Department should intensify measures to deal with incidents of pupil alcohol syndrome with a multi-sectoral environment. Then the Western Cape Education Department should follow up as a matter of energy and concern expressed regarding threats to the survival of Runway Primary School and Buckerstorm West Primary School, as I like in the report. The report should be submitted to the Speaker of the National Assembly. I think they were put in during the 5th Parliament. Then the Free State and Western Cape Education Department should progressively address all our challenges facing individual schools as identified in this report. In this regard, a report should be made, should be submitted to the Speaker of the National Assembly within the 5th term. Are there any findings and recommendations, any recommendations that members feel should be included? Because I think that covers more or less everything. Because I remember there were transport problems in both provinces. Because we have three individuals for the Free State and two individuals for the Western Cape. Anything that people would like to add to this report? Anne-Bodina, anything that you'd like added? Because I think it covers everything we went through. Who would like to move the adoption of this report? Anne-Bodina Mashishi, did I see you were there? Yeah. Anyone else? Anne-Bodina Kobo. Fine. Let's get to our legacy report. The legacy, what's it? No. Our legacy report, and yeah, this report, I could share the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on its activities taken during the Parliament, May 2009, March to March 2013. Should we include legacy at the top? That everyone knows this is a legacy report. Members? Or is that enough? Just in the text, on what the core.
Maybe what you could do, Trakul, is that if big brackets, after the brackets of the meeting bracket is a legacy report.
Fine. Yes. What's your point of order? Yes, they were asked. Now, everyone was on will smile. I'm not sure what's your story today. Because earlier when the envelope was not here, they said, you are leaving the committee meeting because we don't have enough members present. Yes, now you're going on again about the legacy report. I know. And it's a good story. Yes. Alright. I think everyone is agreeable to it. Even the Honourable Jacobo that made the that asked how it should be. Yes? Does it have made a difference? Unfortunately, there's a lot of principles, a lot of ideals, and a lot of teachers in this meeting. Of course, we're going to look at the semantic of that word, where it should be, and how it should read, and whether it should be there or shouldn't be there, whether superfluous, you know, it comes to figures of speech or not. Let's look at the first page. Did you people go through the first page? They have the purpose of the board. Then it speaks to the functions of the board of committee on basic education. What are the functions? Then it speaks to the method of work for the portfolio committee. Then on the other page, you have the work of the committee. Then departments and entities falling within the committee portfolio. We have the Department of Basic Education and entities. Then we have the entities written there. Is that in order so far? Of course, it's just technical at all, those first few pages. Then let's look at key highlights. Here we have reflection on the MIT program of the year and on whether the objectives of such a program were achieved. We have May to November 2009 on page 3. And there I noticed the meetings were still joint meetings because the material committee did a lot of work for with basic education and higher education together. Then page 4, February to November 2010. Of course, there they speak about the annual report and they speak to the BRRR. And then the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. Was that was the only bill? I think that was passed. Then you have April 2011 to March 2012, page 4. Page 5 is April to June 2011, and there are the reports that you were asked for that they had to hand in. Then July to September 2011, and there is the briefings we received. Then October to December 2011, what was done during those 3 months. Page 6, the reports that were handed in then. Then January to March 2012. Then April 2012 to March 2013, what was done? Let's go to 7. Then October to December, that was July to September 2012. Then we had October to December 2012. Then January to March 2013. Let's look at page 8. Page 8, April 2013 to March 2014, the work we did. Page 9, statistics, and this is the overview of the number of meetings held 2019. To 2013-14. And We only had one legislation. Outside legislation, our study tour, we didn't get international agreements. There were no security appointments, interventions considered, and petitions considered. Let's hear petitions. Were there no interventions considered? We did. Even the Eastern Cape, which I think I looked here and I thought there was nothing wrong. The Eastern Cape and Limpopo is about interventions that we have to consider. Let's just discuss it quickly.
It's predominantly the work of the National Council of Provinces.
Thank you.
I was judging the committee goals. persuasion. Like trying, just think to
there are many times when chairperson or one member of the committee, when the chairperson party attends, she would then dedicate one member to, so for instance, the presidential visit, we used to get
mission,
and the chairperson would attend, but she was invited as chairperson to be part of the delegation. We as a committee didn't do a report on it. She would just come and indicate to us that she wasn't right, because money was spent from the committee to the Saturday. She would then just do our report to the committee that she's been at the issue or the presidential group. But the committee has to do a report, and we do not adopt anything in that respect. So there's quite a few of them that are in that line. I agree that we as a committee have been on oversight and have adopted a report that we would do.
I don't want to engage for us to correct it, but maybe as part of the legal report, one day the auditors will require it, because if there was an expenditure, there must be a benefit. I think if you have said, it doesn't matter who went, but just say one page. To say we went there and then it becomes part and parcel of things.
What we do then, because I believe you are correct, thereby always bring our reports back. We make it as a recommendation that if any other, because when myself on Rosina and on Balanco went to something, we came back with the report. Do you remember when we went on to the conference of Umalusi? We came back with the report. So I think let us make a recommendation that whoever goes out should come back, even with just one page, a report. Because when I look at the presidential visit, it was actually government going. And then I was invited to it. And I think that the Rafshas had been correct for me to say this was a delegation, because we are only ministers. And this was the reason for the president going to the Eastern Bank with the ministers. You know, because I didn't participate in it. I was just an observer, but I think it's Wesley to write something. So we can put down. Let's look at page 17. There's the outside and men monitoring. That went through all the reports. Page 18. Our report back. Page 19. All the reports there. With the recommendation that should still be fulfilled. Page 20. Page 21. Is still part of the recommendation. And now we've got issues to follow up on page 21 in the fifth column. We have two there. Page 22, there's a few more. And page 23, we come to exam readiness. Then study tools, we've got study tools undertaken. And there on page 23, you have our recommendations that we gave the minister. Page 24, we stick to all those things individually that we had there with the numbers. Then on page 25, we have obligations conferred on the committee by legislation. We have what we are supposed to do. Page 26, all supposed to do.
Can I just make an image?
All right, thank you.
Page 24.
All right.
International agreement, he say none. But then underneath we say the following international agreements were processed and reported on, and then the state explained. Do we need that symbol? I didn't say none. Also with the statutory appointments, we should say there were no statutory appointments for the period. And also with interventions, now it tells us what interventions are. The following interventions were referred to and processed by the committee. And it's like, we should be saying, there were no interventions referred to and processed by the committee.
Good, there we have the note. We had none.
Yeah.
All right, 25. 23. All right, I get no, that's not objective at all. That would be that object of the evaluating. Yeah, there is objective. Page 20. Are we trying to?
Yes.
I think there was a recommendation, just to look at that 117, given that basic education is the apex priority. We have to remember it's not only basic education, education is the apex priority. Parliament should consider allocating members dedicated to the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education to ensure that the committee carries out its mandate effectively. I don't think we have to put in, education is a basic priority, not just basic. That's basic and higher. How does that recommendation sound? Yes?
I agree with you on the basic part, that which is basic, but I don't understand the other part. And I'm going to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Because Parliament has given the committee a secretary, and there is a committee architect, and there is a content advisor,
mm-hmm.
and there is a researcher.
That's correct, yeah.
So what do we need?
Mm-hmm. I write it. Usually what happens, like we have our meeting on a Tuesday, and I have it on a Wednesday. When it comes to oversight visits, then we share our weeks with each other. You know, that is one of the problems we have. We share our weeks, because there's a lot of things that we could do as basic education. For example, if we have oversight visits 2 weeks. Other parties take the 2 full weeks, but basic take 1 week and I take the other week. Then when it came now to the parliamentary programs, where, for example, we on a Tuesday, we must speak about sharing members, we have to speak about something else there. We didn't have meetings at all, because our week, our day was used for parliamentary sessions. The only time that we could have had a meeting was on a Friday or at night. Yes?
My definition is that composition of committees is the thing. That a committee, I might mean the numbers, but I think every portfolio committee is made up of 12 people, it's 7 from the majority party, and then you can do that with 2 from the official opposition, and then the other one. So, do we want a special, what kind of thing now is talking about members of parliament, that it must be in capital S, it must be capital M, so that we know, but I'm still not comfortable with that. I think that the problem might be with the party. But that we're sharing members and we are unable to perform. But the impression given, if we do capital M, we might be saying we now want post-political question basic inclusion to have more than 12 members.
No.
Th-
That's why I say I'm not yet sure what the problem is. Maybe we can understand what the problem is. If the problem is that, because I know that, for example, I teach in education. So there are times when, you know, oversight and the culture and all those things. But somebody would say, well, it's a problem of your party. It's not a structural problem of parliament. If Honorable Gina said, but I teach in basic education and higher education, it's a problem of her party. It's not a problem of parliament.
I want to compare with Honorable Kansai, because we share with higher education.
Mm.
We have got so many members sitting even in other committees. Mm. And as we are saying, as basic education, we want to have members of basic education not sitting anyway. For me, having these members serving these committees, it was working to our advantage, because most of them, you could even, you know, discuss with higher education, but it's not only higher education. Sometimes you need members there in energy, you need members there in other, you know. For me, I would just say, if ever we finish off that one, it doesn't hold more.
The thing is, we're not speaking about members. I don't think it's members, really. It's just that, you know, everyone can have an equal share of doing their work. If it can happen, that if you have basic education and higher education, if we're given 2 weeks as basic, then basic has to get 2 weeks. If higher education gets 2 weeks, higher education together 2 weeks. We should really like, when it comes to, it's not sharing of members, but we should have enough members, you know, to go on oversight if it is 2 weeks. Because even now, when it comes to school visits, we only did it for 4 days. Because we shared our second week with higher education. Yes?
Mm-hmm. I still understand the problem statement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's go there. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you a problem that I picked up earlier, and I know that I shared this with the person and the week, where there is, for example, a global statistic,
mm-hmm.
and we are told by only this number can go. And I've always been asking, I belong to public enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And oversight visits all members. You can say the same with the other committee. And I've always been asking, but our team is not a problem of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem of this committee. Because the committee wanted to have more visits. I'm not sure the explanation was correct. The committee wanted to have more visits, so it's now getting fewer. I don't know, but maybe there is another problem that I'm not seeing up.
Mm-hmm.
Any other members could also see.
I'm also aware that this is the way the population is in the so it's a special way in which government has a composition on the DNA.
Jonathan, I think I didn't maintain it. We can't have that. Oh, higher education is on another group. Basic is a totally different personal committee. There is no way in our report when we can say we cannot do our work because of higher education. It just happened that we have got more members sharing. We are sharing those two committees. And we have got members sharing in all other committees why specifically higher education. That's why I say maybe it's because of our understanding. Not that if you go for 4 days because higher education in other committees do have the oversight side. It's only that we have more leisure on leisure, so we cannot take higher education here. Unless we go back to say our planning, we don't do our planning well, not with higher education, but with all other colleges. So I think maintaining that part of us should not be there.
Parliament should consider allocating members dedicated to the portfolio committee on basic education. What does that exactly mean? What does that mean? What
do you mean? Like, I think it should not be taken. We can still have the same policy, but it has to give everyone a fair chance to do their work, right? And I think
limited presidency means as also serving on basic education, I should not be allocated as a personal committee.
No, no, no.
So it, what does it mean? Just on the 2 points, I think on the one that is true that we must know what happened, and that is some form of accountability, so that people don't just go out and nobody can hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you may not be held accountable by the commission you jointly made the deal with. You may need the own committee to understand where you went, what was the purpose, what happened. But I also take it that the actual report may be done by those who invited you. So anyone who has to be by way of information, I don't think we must necessarily have a report as if we were the actual host of that event. So that there's no duplication. You may find that your own observation on and how you felt in that visit may not necessarily be the way that committee actually had their report which adopted. And if there's a clash, it's a problem. So whoever may want more information on where you went and so on, maybe research to the report by that committee. But here we may not have a report that we may even go to the extent of adopting with the purpose of wanting an implementation or something like that. It will be problematic. But for us to know what happened, where you went, why the man was given like that, and then to have any more information to those who hosted the event, I think that can be done. The on this one that we were dealing with, I take it that firstly, we are not able to understand the concept, which is a challenge properly ourselves. So it will be difficult to even have recommendations in that regard. Because firstly, you must understand the problem well. So we are not able to conceptualize that properly, to say exactly what we mean. For instance, if we think the problem is how we go about implementing a 2-week oversight period, who does the 2-week belong to? Does it belong to those portfolio committees that are accelerated? If that is the case, it means equally higher education will deserve a 2-week. If a 2-week goes to every portfolio committee and we feel we are not able to share our own, so the problem is elsewhere other than whether you need dedicated members. There are teams that have got dedicated members who may not be all over, and those are sensitive committees and other things, but I don't think education belongs there. You know, and if the issue is about clustered committees, saying these are economic, these are social and so on, it means the resolution may be elsewhere, not necessarily by one committee, because then you'll have many committees saying the same. Okay, they make a bigger challenge if we understand it, and let's say that we don't understand what our problem is ourselves. And therefore, if we are not yet at the level where we can claim to understand this problem, it may be difficult to say we need to have it here, but we won't even agree on what options to resolve it should be. So that is the logical thing, and it will draw it from here and have discussions which may happen in the future. Parliament, if there are those with experience, who may come back and want this thing discussed with a view to have a solution.
Thanks a lot, Honourable Makubela. Then let's look at the next point. The committee's strategic plan is to be attached. Then a master plan on the attendance of the committee has been included. In order? In order? No, the decision is we only put the report down. We're taking out the other one. Yes, I'm going to put down the report. And then let's look at then the strategic plan the committee has attached to this, plus that master list. I know we have to receive the master list. Yes. And I think that master list you can use with your tax-free terms that we receive instead of committee giving us another one. Yes.
Document that
was not given out. That yes, was given out. Huh? I'm not going through the set plan. What is that? Something that we have just explained. I think you asked about how is the delegation chosen. We'll just explain it.
I just don't have a document with me, but in the rules of parliament booklet, we set out if it's 8 members of the clergy going on a trip, they can break down 4 ANC, 2DA, 1 other or 2 other. I can make that available to you. I find it quite usually I've never the House Chairperson has very seldom approved a full committee of a full delegation of the committee to go on oversight. In fact, he actually does not. He tries and gets as little members to go on these trips. But there is still the formula. You have 7 members. We normally go with 7 or 8 members. There is a breakdown for that. If it's 2 members or there's 5 members, gives you the breakdown for that 5 members. It'll be 2AC, 1DA, 1 other, or 3AC, 1DA, 1 other. But that's always been the House Chairperson has very seldom done we allow the full committee of the delegation to go on trips. Obviously, that's in our experience.
I think just in the copy that are on board the call, we can just see the delegation. Because I query it a lot. You know, why not put 4 ANC, why not 2 DA, then 1 Nazar, you know, things like that. But our goal there is a composition.
No, like I say that possibly locally people will themselves voted out. But I'm saying it's like locking the stable when the horses are bolted out. Mm. But because we sit in other committees, I don't understand why a limit is always put to any delegation. Because in other committees, every time there is so much like everybody goes. And when we ask, they will say no, but it's because of this delegation, you want to have many things. So that's why they put their blame here.
That's okay, but we'll give you the booklet, because it is a booklet, because I come from the legislation, and it was a lot differently where everyone used to go, but I got here and they said no, it's according to the rules of parliament, you know what's in that booklet. And then attached will be the strategic plan, I think you have it, with you. And then what are you supposed to add to your attendance within committee meetings should be attached to this thing. Is that in order?
Yes.
Fine. Who's going to move the legacy report? Yes.
And then the other one checks as reported in the last meeting. It remains to be seen that the